بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. زاشار و مدار شیف حضرت اللہ شاہ حکیم اختر صاحب. ٹائٹل آف زاشار از یہ صبح ہے مدینہ. یہ صبح ہے مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ. یہ صبح ہے مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ. مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بھلا جانے کیا جا مومنہ اے عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. بھلا جانے کیا جا مومنہ اے عالم, تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہے مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینے کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, بھرا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی, جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہیچ ہوگی, جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو, سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 مدینہ, بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر ہمیں دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر ہمیں دو جہاں سے, جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ. بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفى, اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi, Waqt Abrezi Zamana, Mujaddidi Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, which is presented beautifully in poetic form. And Hazrat is teaching us here, in order for our iman to be complete, we have to have great love for Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Wasallam more than we love ourselves. and what is the sign of true love, whatever is connected to your beloved, you love that also. That is the sign of love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. The greatest beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in whose sadqa we are enjoying all these beautiful Mubarak gatherings. The whole world, through the sadqa of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah created the entire universe. So here Hazrat is teaching us that in order to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to have this connection with Medina Sharif. And what is the actual connection with Medina Sharif? Medina Sharif became honorable because of the beloved of Allah Rabbul Izzat and our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat says that that person who's got that yearning desire to be the lover of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and become the beloved of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in turn then only you can become the beloved of Allah, you have to learn that from the friends of Allah. Then you'll only know how to become the beloved of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat is teaching us here that how to become the beloved of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is called that nisbat, connection with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that just the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam itself is so beloved that the sign of iman is that you start loving the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and everything that is attached to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says, how fortunate is that person that Allah blesses him to be in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What can that person explain? And that is only if we have the reality of being in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not just going to Medina Sharif and Allah Ta'ala save us, as tourists we go, we come back, we didn't know we were in Medina Sharif. Going to Medina Sharif like how we came here, Allah brought us for this majlis. How Mubarak, it is only Allah's fazl and karam. So exactly like that we should make niyat, we're going to make ziyarat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're going to the majalis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then what can be said of such a person? Yes, subhe Medina, yes, shami Medina. That person's morning in Medina Sharif and his evening is something different. In other words, his whole day, his whole time that he spends in Medina Sharif, the whole world can't pay for that 1 minute there's in Medina Sharif. When a person has got the reality of who is our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can't imagine the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah Ta'ala takes qasam and declares, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are the embodiment of a good akhlaq. In other words, whoever wants good character must come to you, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and follow that way of life. And to learn that, we have to learn it from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, Ye subhe Medina, Ye shami Medina, Mubarak tujhe Ye qiyam Medina. That person who Allah ta'ala has blessed, and Allah bless us all with great adab and respect and in the proper etiquette, that very, very blessed is that person who stays in Medina Sharif. Even for few minutes, then what can be said, few hours and few days. And those people that are staying in Medina Sharif, that how Mubarak and blessed is their stay in Medina Sharif, every morning, every evening, in other words, the whole day, that whole stay, but provided, as Hazrat explains, that how we should be living in Medina Sharif. Hazrat says, a person who's got an idea of the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you will know how Mubarak is the city of Medina Sharif, where so beautifully the poet says, that Jannat, very blessed Jannat is. We all want to be in Jannat. Allah bless us only through His kindness and mercy and through our mashayikh and through our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But presently, Jannat hasn't got Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, that is Jannat also. So the world has got Jannat and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So presently, that is what Hazrat says, Bala jaane kya jamo meena e alam. Tere kaif e khush khuram e Medina. O Medina Sharif, your beauty and your enjoyment and your atmosphere is beyond explanation. What does the world know? Go to any other city in the world. You can't compare it an iota, a billionth of an iota to the splendor of Medina Sharif, to the great blessings of Medina Sharif and the noor of Medina Sharif. But then Hazrat explains that when Allah blesses you with this honor, and you desire to be in Medina Sharif, as Hazrat teaches us, that we first have to learn how to go to Medina Sharif.
Then we have to learn how to spend our time in Medina Sharif. Otherwise, there is great danger also. So Hazrat is teaching us here, Medina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram e Medina. That in the days before, the beautiful gullies and alleys of Medina Sharif, every alley that you pass, today also we shouldn't be attracted by the buildings and all the hotels, etc. Our focus should be the Haram Sharif. And in the Haram Sharif also, the majlis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala has made it such, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam present there, alive. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is seeing the scene in the Haram Sharif. So we have to be realizing and be conscious. It's not a place that we are busy with our cell phones, etc. So Hazrat says, every step that you take in Medina Sharif, be very, very careful that you keep the rights of Medina Sharif. Great adab, great respect. Otherwise, there's great danger. Allahu Akbar. On one occasion, a pious servant was in Medina Sharif, and he was eating some dahi, sour milk. And he just happened to say, unintentionally, that this dahi is about too sour. That night he saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. And Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if our dahi is sour, then you rather go somewhere else. So everything in Medina Sharif should be just enjoyable for us. But that is when our tabiat of iman is made. Then we will realize this. So Allah Ta'ala make me, all of us realize. Then Hazrat explains, then what can be said when that iman is there. And the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam penetrates every drop of our blood. And as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, our iman is not complete till we don't love our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than our parents, our children, the whole world, and even ourselves. So this reality has to come into me, all of us, through the barakah of our Shaykh in this majlis. That Hazrat says, Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutf deta hai naam-e Medina. Just to say the name of Medina Sharif, the city where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting, what enjoyment there is. How enjoyable a person feels. And because Allah loves the city of Medina Sharif. And where the house of Allah Ta'ala is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loves the city of Makkah Sharif. So where your beloved is, that is where you should be loving that place, just to take the name of Medina Sharif, thinking that this is the place where my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, that's also Mubarak, that is also blessed. And then Hazrat explains to us that Nigao mein Sultaniyat hai chogi, jo paayega dil mein payam in Medina. How will this reality come? When you come to know the reality of the message of Nabuwat, what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with to teach us, that we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. The true reality of how to become the slave of Allah. Allah sent His greatest slave, and Allah ta'ala showed, when He showed how to be a slave, Allah raised him, subhanalladhi asra bi abdi. Allah took him right at the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when we become the true slaves of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in other words, we become concerned and worried. Am I reciting durood upon my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Am I following the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Every other lifestyle should be totally out of our heart, and we should start inculcating the great love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Hazrat says, then in your eyes you can get the greatest position in the world. You can be the king of both the worlds. It means nothing to you that you realize that I am the humble slave of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then only I can become the slave of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for that we have to learn to become the slaves of our mashayikh and how to follow in their footsteps. And Hazrat says, Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho. Sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e Medina mein. Today the whole world is running hatta tatta, this way, that way, looking for peace and happiness, looking for greener pastures. Hazrat say, where are you looking for it? It doesn't lie anywhere. It lies only in the system of Medina Sharif. In other words, when the whole world was lost in darkness, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah sent the nur of kitab and the embodiment of nur, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When people got connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what enjoyment and peace they had, and till today nobody will have that peace. Today we are living in sophisticated ignorance. We are in the days of Jahiliyyah in a sophisticated way, that we think we are progressing, but we are going backwards. So today also, to find peace, myself and all of us, we have to make a concerted effort. One is, as Hazrat teaches us, start off with Durood Sharif daily, and then make ta'aleem of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and let us bring it in our lives, and see when the darkness goes away, then peace and happiness comes. It's not in any university degree, in cars, in houses. It doesn't lie there. It lies only in a beautiful tariqah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and obviously holding fast onto the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat finally teaches us, addressing himself, but giving me and all of us the message, that what is the solution and what is the message to get this peace. O azad akhtar ghame do jahan se, jo ho jaye dil se ghulame Madina. Forget peace in this world. Hazrat says that, O Akhtar, that Allah Ta'ala free me from the worries of both the worlds. And how to become free from the worry of both the worlds? That we become the true slaves of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, we follow in the footsteps of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever we're doing, we should be conscious and thinking, is this the way of life of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And everything that is foreign to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that lifestyle should go out of me. And that is why these Mubarak Majalis, so Allah give me all of us tawfiq, that we make intention that we recite Durood Sharif daily and make an effort to bring alive the sunnahs of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد من الكتاب حياة المسلمين مولانا أشبري تعالي رحمة الله عليه mentioned the solution to the problems facing the ummah. Ruh number 21, disassociation of the heart from the world and constant reflection on the akhirat. Despite the fact that man is in this world and is part and parcel of this material world, it is essential for his spiritual progress that his heart remains disassociated from this world and associated with the Akhirat. It is necessary that man at all times reflects on the Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala has created us for a specific purpose, that is his remembrance. We are to spend a short while in this transitory abode and then pass on to our next phase of our life in our onward journey towards Allah Ta'ala. It is therefore necessary that the heart of man does not cling to this world, even though he physically is constrained and forced to participate in worldly activities. Along with emptying his heart from worldly love, he has to constantly reflect and remind himself about the year after. This attitude will produce strength in his heart. Deen will become solidified, and in the iman in the heart will start to glow. For attaining firmness on iman, it is necessary that one endeavors to meditate on the worthlessness of this world. Reflection is necessary. Always ponder on the fact of this earth being perishable and will one day pass into non-existence. Ponder especially on the shortness of one's own life, how quickly time flies by. Soon one will be called into the presence of Allah Ta'ala and a reckoning will be demanded. Reflect on the wonders and the everlasting nature of the year after. Once death arrives, and in relation to man, death arrives with great speed. All the events of the period after death will occur in rapid succession. The punishment in the grave, the reckoning and the torment in Qiyamah, Jannat, Jahannam, Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, rewards and punishment are all things on which it is necessary that the believer reflects continuously. Constant reflection on these issues will produce firmness of iman and the realization of the futility of this short life, and the reality and permanence of the akhirat will dawn on one. The iman and intelligence of the believer will then discern actual truth and operate from an elevated platform. Some narrations in Quranic ayat in this regard will now be related. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quranic Kareem that a dawn has been made for mankind, the love of desires regarding women, sons, mounds of gold and silver, beautifully marked horses, other grazing stock and farms. But these are things for use in this worldly life, and by Allah is a beautiful end. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I inform you of that which is better than these things? For those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such gardens by their Rabb, beneath which rivers flow, therein they will dwell forever. And for them therein there will be pure wives, and greatest of all the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Allah is watching over all of His servants. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says, whatever you have of worldly possessions will one day come to an end, but whatever is with Allah will remain forever. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, wealth and children are a glitter of this world,
and righteous deeds which remain forever are best by your Rabb for obtaining thawab and best for having hope in. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, know and understand well that verily the life of this world is but play, amusement, adornment, mutual pride. That is where people are vying with one another in material possessions and worldly pomp, and mutual rivalry in accumulating wealth and children. In the year after is a dreadful punishment for the rebellious ones, and for the people of Iman will be forgiveness and pleasure from Allah Ta'ala. Another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you prefer the life of this world to the worldly life to the akhirat, whereas the year after is best and everlasting. Hazrat Mastur ibn Shaddad radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath by Allah that the example of this life for the year after is like the quantity of water which remains on the finger after it was dipped into the sea. The insignificance of this world in relation to the year after is described in this hadith. What quantity of water will there be on one's finger which has been withdrawn from the sea after having dipped it in? Whatever comparison the slight bit of moisture on one's finger has with all the water in the oceans of the earth, that is the relation or comparison of this world to the year after. The worthlessness and insignificance of this worldly life in relation to the wonderful and everlasting life in the year after is quite evident from this hadith. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once on passing by a dead goat said, who amongst you desires to obtain this dead and decomposing goat for the price of one dirham? The people said, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all desire it for free also, never mind one dirham. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath by Allah that this world is more despicable to Allah Ta'ala than what this dead goat is to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us.